Similarly, your understanding of emptiness will be such that the very idea of emptiness, the emptiness of intrinsic reality, will dispel any possibility of grasping at nihilism, because emptiness here has been equated with dependent origination. So emptiness is no longer an emptiness of a mere nothingness, but rather emptiness of independent reality, emptiness of intrinsic reality. So what you find here is that the apparent world dispels eternalism, and the emptiness dispels nihilism. And so once that is possible, then you will be able to understand emptiness almost like a cause of the world of dependent origination. Emptiness will be seen like a kind of the basis, the ground which makes it possible for the diversity of the world of cause and effect, the world of dependent origination, almost as if the world of dependent origination is like a manifestation of emptiness. And one can say that the world of dependent origination arises out of emptiness. The world of dependent origination is possible because of emptiness. So one can almost see emptiness like a cause for the dependent origination. Therefore, Tsongkhapa writes that, in addition, the appearance prevents extreme of existence, and emptiness prevents that of non-existence. And if you see how emptiness shows in cause and effect, you will never be stolen off by extreme views. And then finally, the last concluding verse reads, when you have grasped, as well as I, the essential points of each of the three principal elements of the path as explained, then go into seek solitude, oh my son, which is a sort of an endearing term. Make mighty efforts and quickly win your ultimate wish.
Oh yeah. That is the tournament and the Nelu Samuel Tano, Tajunes, Tatunes, Susan, Missing Love, Tatunes, Nelu Samuel, Tatune, Legend, you see, Pompachos. Love, Tageta, Rapadi, Chigutan, Tomo Toshosin. Other diggy, Tanya, the other Kurdizane, any? Casual, 但是这三大名呢 너다 이제 장담 담바 뒤에 아니 민감해서는 좀 마대로 차는 용어 인데 대로 차잖아 장담 담바 샹동 군조 담바 랑동 세트비는 레저 다 차려 해줄 레저 다 차려 다 니치 동이 설잖아 말해 다른 식으로 레저 다 데리 루르 삼생게 텐주의 루시아진 와도 샤비나 센잔베 아니 가다지 샤왕 군도디 다 팬의 사람 되게 지고 있잖아요 샤왕 군도 랑생이 들어오시게 다 군도기 그게 몸바지에 출서디 아니 숙소기 치료기 최디디 레인 미네식 샹샤디나로 차단디라 위협이 있잖아요 디디디 아니 년린시바 찍래 년린사람 찍래 다 깨발로 떨어져 아니 가다 Sungs 치료 수술 예발에 라랑이 내린래 거기에 되는 지 그걸 치료 치료 예발에 맞아 성진 잘 타대도 도대야 성진 잘 타대도 예발에 우물이고 수원의 지체니 우물배 중내 수원의 드문자로리야 런지체니 송샤스 랑대야 송샤 아니 치료 받으신 배 그더니 니가 있니 랑신이 있나봐 매년 송샤스 근데 이미 이르산에 아니 대신 이후디 탄녀도 여념 탄탄을 매념을 마도 직여 직미 직된 직미된 사람이 여자민도 저 소년도 들은 사람이 제일 늦잖아요 알았으면 잡에 아니 치료 가야 생긴데 해질 레셔를 담아서 사용 거예요 저 늦으면 다 간다 但 니치를 담아서 안에서 별로 차이시나 근데 저 누구 만나서 하면 되었다 但 강사로 안주 되게 자유의 동안서 러버이는 但 롱저버드 다 아니 가서 그게 라운의 제수들의 동 제가 디코에 진진들이 롱저버드 다 랑겨에 아니 런신도 매대해지 아니 디 롱저의 풍속을 쳐서 천비 풍속을 쳐서 자방 충분히 들으지 마도 코서 랑겨 때문에 아니 동부에 고가지 당수야 믿어와 멋있으면 가서 담에 미쳐서잖아요. 싫은 부모님이 담에 미쳐서 내려서 그러죠. 하려면 하려면 니 고해서 일을 치기 하래. 일단 니기, 그게 가서 그래. 냠냉도 하려야 패야지. 롱주버그 다랑, 촉촉으로. 랑겨버려. 내지, 샘바 치즈를 쳐. 니 롱제제 쳐야지. 내 샘자 쳐요. 내가 랑에, 랑제투베, 재수투베, 다 메로톤이. 대비에 내버려 양념을 고르 충분히나 롱제제 풍속을 쳐라 민에 차단을 충분하지 도시는 영향마도 풍속을 쳐 그래야 되네 다 동구지 사 과연도 봐 사실 이 자리에는 니세를 동거서도 소개는 내가 선참이다 자 간단히 니 니세를 동거서 러시아가 동거서야 돼 털라 맨버지 털라 저래 매딩이지 러파 쇠 러파 땅 러체를 동거지 아 나 정도 잘한다 对吧 다들 니즈러스러면 르체만 말해 더는 내버시대 이내디 73절을 못했는 74절을 못했는 니즈러 동바세 그래서 르체 니즈 동바 천지베스 다오 러베 땅에 타다 러방디스 추근 되는 동바 동바셔서 러브 충분 아니야 성도 충분 아니야 아래 회식 공화로서 나는 용이다 쟤네 간다이니 러시비베 동바디 무엇을 여자겠지? 무엇을 여자봐? 무엇을 인루 인자겠지? 아니 나한테다 인벌라 인벌 마셔봐다 여자겠지? 맞아 여자 마통네. 다들 봐서도 되는 거거든요. 맞아. 그 사도 아니 르마 거셔버려 지다. 저는 해봤지. 르파 남도고 또 다시 보지 말해. 스님도 르셔게 당해 말해. 러시지 동안데 시작 거실을 켜. 거실을 마셔봐. 근데 말이죠.
그렇게 말했어요 다 타출 세부 시스템으로 나도 막으면 막도 꺾는 게 가서 배 랑가 치셔야 되는 시스템 배 세부 시스템 나 뒤에서 말해 레전 니즈 동바 창생배 러브 땅에 타다 러브한테 죽은 뇌는 동바 동바 쇼 다시 샴디 해지 러브 손을 잘 나면 삼층기 남다 러브 체미 있음기 때 담배 매를 날은 짐이지 침지에 계속 쇼수 잘 다리 꿰미 틈으로 좋아서 쓰니. 다 사지기 담바 닝부 딜라고 송가 로고 예바인데 치료를 하고 쓰. 되네 양다 람도 로베 람네쇼 미기신이 뒤로 와도 송. 가인테야 다리 들라도 개랑가 발랑 거버쇼 송디. 지다 삼대한다 지다 참인지다 지다 탑기 양해지 송. 치료 시수에 되네 심해체베 던 치료 나버다고 시체베 되네 다 다시가 남자들 못 이리 있어. 아니 신라가 된, 그 신의 된, 신지의 된 이리 있어. 대시우대, 다리 체수 좀배 생계 대 로마 와서 뽑아 쳐지면 가게 뉴트 문제 때문에 무슨 소리? 아직 신라 올려가는지 아직 오면은 상태였어. Chakanda, Lavasung Yamling, Tene, and Rangi Due, Timim Chair, Shangi Due, Tipa Mimashaji, Sosha. Tene, Dan Kondo Jene, Tubai, Jene, Sash Guyan, Dan Kondo, Sajusari, Dan Kondo Jene, Tubai, Sungu to the Tor, Tis, Rusunjo, the Wonder Shiraga, Tinem, Dedan Dambershaws. And the Shiraga. 大约的人都说的龙秀的军队策略什么的大约民主的大约他不是马上想就是大约的人工的大约选举过没有发送的就是那些人中国把大约小生活的一些成就是没有那么给白告诉你你不出对你你娘们给你的电视说的这些人嘛的但你说的哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎哎
We now read from verse 22, which reads that by discarding all false views which hold supreme, views of emptiness, speculative or incomplete, propagated through fear of the profound mode of being, may I realize all things as primordially empty. There is a reference to holding the views of emptiness that is speculative and incomplete. So what is being referred to here from the Madhyamaka point of view is that one's understanding of the emptiness should not be a mere construct, something that has no bearing with to reality. For example, from the Madhyamaka's point of view, the view of emptiness that maintains that the conventional phenomena are empty of themselves, and ultimate phenomena, ultimate truth is empty of the other. That kind of view, from the Madhyamaka point of view, is a pure construct because it has no bearing to reality. Similarly, from the Madhyamaka's point of view, the Chitta Matra, the mind-only school's standpoint, that the external reality is a world of our perception of the external reality. The external reality is a world of illusion. And if you examine carefully, what we see as an external world is in reality nothing other than the projections of our thought. And they have a very sophisticated way of explaining this, that which is grounded in a sort of a psychological idea that what actually happens is the sort of that the seed, the both external world and the perception are in the ultimate analysis one and the same thing, but the perception that we have of an object being out there is a mere illusion. So in this way, they argue for an understanding of ultimate nature of reality, where the duality between subject and the object, the distinction between subject and object, is dissolved. That kind of there is a denial, complete denial of the reality of the physical world, and this, from the Madhyamaka's point of view, is a view of emptiness that is a purely speculative and has no bearing to reality. In fact, Madhyamakas would argue that if the idea is to reject intrinsic, independent reality to the external world, then one should be able to extend that same kind of rejection of the independent and intrinsic reality to the subjective world as well. There is no point in distinguishing between the status, so far as the existence is concerned, between the subjective world of experience and the objective world of things and events. So from the Madhyamaka point of view, that is a kind of a speculative view. And so these are said to be speculative because they're, although, for example, the Chitta Matra's view of the non-duality of subject and object, this denial of the reality of the physical world has a kind of a practical benefit because it helped individuals to really reduce their strong attachment to the external world of sense objects. However, so far as its status as representing the nature of reality is concerned, from the Madhyamaka's point of view, it is a speculative standpoint. And the reference to the incomplete view perhaps might can be understood in terms of such as the view of Vaibhashika and Sautrantika, where although they accept a notion of no self across the board to all phenomena, but their rejection of selfhood is very closely tied to the rejection of an independent self. And since the independent self is negated, therefore any fields of experience of that independent self is also rejected. So their understanding of the no-self of things and events is not developed through analyzing the nature of the things and events, but rather from the point of view of the subjective experience. Such a view of emptiness, such a view of no-self, although is not speculative because it does have bearing to reality, however, it is said to be incomplete because it does not represent the final standpoint of the understanding of the meaning of no self teachings. So therefore, such views are said to be incomplete. So we find, what we find here is, for example, Tsongkhapa writes in his middle-length exposition of the stages of the path to enlightenment, Lamrim Chungmu, and also he writes in his elucidation of the intent, his commentary to the Madhyamaka Avatara, he emphasizes the point that the emptiness of intrinsic reality, which is the final standpoint of the Madhyamaka Prasangika, represents the highest understanding of the teaching of emptiness. And because it is not a pure construct of thought, it has bearing to reality. It is the emptiness is not something that is newly constructed by some clever mind, but rather understanding of emptiness is a case of gaining insight or recognition of what is actually a fact, that all things and events are absent of independent reality, intrinsic reality is a fact, and the gaining insight into emptiness is gaining a cognition of what is actually the case. Therefore, the emptiness that, of intrinsic reality, intrinsic existence, is not a speculative view. And also, this emptiness is not an incomplete emptiness because it represents the final standpoint of the ultimate nature of reality. And also, this emptiness is not something that cannot be meditated upon, they cannot be focused on, that cannot be contemplated, that cannot be cognized. This is an emptiness that can be intellectually accessed, that can be conceptually understood, that can be cognized validly through true knowledge, that can be meditated upon, and one can gain in experience based on that meditation. And then this is an insight into such an emptiness also has the ability to help overcome all the negative negative aspects of our mind. So he makes this point repeatedly, which suggests that the final standpoint of Tsongkhapa, so far as the teaching on emptiness is concerned, is radically different from his earlier positions, which were presented in such texts as Golden Rosary and his retelling of the story of Bodhisattva, story of the Bodhisattva who, the Jataka tale where Bodhisattva gave away the story of the Bodhisattva, the Sara, Datta Pradiduta. And in these texts, the standpoint that Tsongkhapa presents is very different from his mature standpoint, which are found in the latter texts. And then we read in the next three verses, Tsongkhapa making aspirations to be able to teach the essence of the Dharma practice, which are the three higher trainings. The verse 23 reads, "May I lead to the pure discipline of Dharma. Even the degenerate who wear monk's robes, whose precepts are stained by a soiled conscience and disregard deeds condemned by the noble ones." So here he makes aspirations to be able to help people with the practice of morality. In the next verse we read, "May I also lead to the path praised by the sage, those discarding the right path by entering negative ones, swayed by the urging of evil friends and influenced by teachers of non-virtue." Here he is specifically referring to the need to need for others to engage in the practice of higher training in meditation or concentration. And in the next verse he writes, "The lion's roar of teaching, debate and writing humbles those false teachers, the foxes. By caring for them through skillful means, may I raise the banner of everlasting Dharma." Here he is referring to the practice of the higher trainings in wisdom or insight. And then he goes on to write, "When I drink the nectar of the Buddha's words, may I enjoy good birth, appearance and wealth, be skilled, intelligent and live long. May I never be, so wherever I may be reborn. May I love more dearly pure, wondrous motivation. May I lead them to the unsurpassed enlightenment." So with these, he presents succinctly all the key sentiments of the Bodhisattva's aspirations in these verses. And then the last two verses are conclusions. In verse 29 he writes, "Whoever sees or hears or contemplates these prayers, may they never be discouraged in seeking the Bodhisattva's amazing aspirations." And the final verse reads, "By praying with such expansive thought, created from the power of pure intention, may I achieve the perfection of prayers and fulfill the wishes of all sentient beings."
Oh yeah. That's the truth.
With that, the teaching is finished. So tomorrow before So tomorrow before the initiation of Lama Tsongkhapa as an embodiment of the three Bodhisattvas, we will do a brief ceremony of reaffirming the generation of the altruistic intention. The text of which is on the inside cover page. We will do the ceremony together by reciting these verses, and then this will be followed by a very short ceremony of taking lay person's vows, precepts, and those who wish to take that can participate in the ceremony of taking the Upasaka vows. And therefore all of you should try to be here by 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah.